Amen. Amen. I'm thankful to be in the land of the living. Amen. It is a blessing to be in the house of prayer. Amen. To be among God's people. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to take up a lot of time, because if I start talking, I'd be wanting to preach. That's just natural. If you give a singer a mic, they're going to want to sing. It's just the way it is. But our speaker on this morning is Evangelist Vida. We just say Vida. She, one thing I could say to you about her is when I'm up speaking, I always see her on the edge of her seat. I've yet to see her relaxed. You see, look at her. Look at her. See, this is what I'm talking about. Anticipation. I've never seen her like relax. I'm like, come on, relax a little. Relax. She's always on the edge of her seat. I mean, it's kind of like if you say, I know, okay, let me say this. And I mean this in the most in the nicest way. When I was living in East St. Louis, okay, you know, there was a family that lived down the street, and they had this dog, okay, and this dog was ready, okay. When they said sick 'em, this dog was looking at his master, and when he said sick 'em, that dog turned and he went. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, in other words, the dog was just waiting on the signal and was ready to go. See, I said I wasn't going to preach, didn't I? Didn't I say that? See, this is what I'm saying. Y'all set me up. But anyway, but I see her in a position of readiness. I never see her in a position of getting ready. I always see her in a position of ready. In other words, she's ready for anything that comes her way because she's in that position. She's ready. See, she's ready to come up here now. Come on, Pastor, you're taking up my time. She's ready. This mic is not yours until I turn it over. I'm just kidding. Y'all know I like to play. I love to play. I love to have fun. But anyway, Evangelist, come on.
Okay. Yo, I'm going to use that one first.
Oh, you have your own. Oh, she has her own mic.
Yeah, actually, if you want to turn, you can turn that one off. That's why I'm wearing the flip-flops faster, because we're going to be everywhere, okay? Yes. I bless God. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. All right. Yes, sir. In season and out. That's what it's all about. If we could just get into our spirit again, that I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank the Lord. Can you play that, musicians? That I just want to thank the Lord and bless the Lord. And why do I want to thank the Lord? Because he keeps blessing me every day. And why does he keep blessing me? Because I keep holding on to his unchanging hand. But you know, God said we need to be arrested today. You know what happens when you be arrested? You got to throw your hands up, okay? And God said, whatever you got in your hands, drop it, okay? He said, and kick it over to me. Because we ain't got time for none of that play stuff, okay? God said, we're going to get right on into this thing today. I just bless God for being here with me today. And I just want to thank you, God, for that your spirit is always ready. And it's always have a word for you, God. And I just get excited about the Lord. And I'm trying to keep up with the Lord because he was giving me so much so fast. I just said, Lord, can you slow down? He said, no, tell your flesh to shut up and don't get in the back seat. Put that flesh in the trunk and don't put no holes in there because we want the flesh to be dead, okay? I would that you would go with me in God's word and if we could stand for the reading of the Lord's word, because in the world today, we don't reverence God's word. When we come into his house, it's all about him. This is all God's show. This is however he wants to use us. We're not entertainers, God says. But there's so much out there, God says he's going to have to use some of his ministers as entertainers because the people want to be entertained. But my title is not entertainer, it's evangelist. They both begin with an E, God says. But he says, but I stand for righteousness and I stand for God. And if we could turn to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. And we're going to read the whole chapter. We're going to do this old school, God says. That's how I was raised. Old school. So I pray that I do my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ honor this morning because I don't compete with anyone but him. So I got to do it the way he do it. So that's who my competition is with. So you know the bar is real high, okay? When you all have the word, say amen. 2 Samuel 9, beginning at verse 1, and it says, and David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And if you all know anything about the story of David and Jonathan, David loved Jonathan and Jonathan loved David, and there was nothing homosexual about it, okay? We're going to get to that later because that's in the trash, okay? Okay. And there was one of the house of Saul, a servant who was named Ziba. And when they had called unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And see, in those days, God going to give you the background as he's giving you the scripture. You know, usually when a new king was risen, that they killed the old lineage to get rid of that bad seed because we didn't want no bad apples, God said, to spoil the whole bunch. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan yet have a son, which is lame in his feet. Okay, the king is looking for him, but he's lame in his feet. Hold that thought. That means that he got some issues going on, okay? But he's been invited to the king's table. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he's in the house of Michal, the son of Emil, and Lodabar. See, Lodabar was a place where there wasn't nothing going on. It was depression there. It was the spirit of heaviness there, okay? The people of God don't know who you are in Lodabar. So, okay, so God said, don't go to Lodabar. Then David sent and fetched out of the house of Michal, the son of Emil, from Lodabar. Now, when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he fell in his face, and he did reverence him. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold thy servant. See, there was a level of respect when the king called you to the table. We have lost respect for the things of God, and for the people of God, and for the man of God. And we don't reverence. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thy kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and restore thee all the land thy Saul, father, thou shalt eat bread at my table continually, which means it ain't going to stop, okay? God is telling us, we're about to eat bread from the table, and it ain't going to stop, okay? There's some things that we got to deal with in the trash before you can get to the table and eat bread. Because some of our hands are dirty, and God said we need to come into the house and be washed by his word, and then we can go to the table. And he bowed himself and said, where is thy servant that thou should look upon him as such a dead dog as I am? Some of us think that y'all dead dogs, but God has invited you to the table. Well, we're going to tell the devil today, all the dogs been invited to the table because it was a certain woman that said, okay, even the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table, okay? And she said, Jesus, I don't care if you call me a dog, okay? I'm going to come to the table. She wasn't stuck on what Jesus called her. She was looking to the master to get her blessing because her daughter had a devil in her. And she said, Lord, you call me a dog, but I know you're the master, and I'm going to eat your crumbs if I have to, even if you don't want to give me the bread because it's not fit for me. I want the bread from the table because it's the master at the table, okay? Then King said to Ziba, Saul's servant, he said to him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and all of his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, which God says that, okay, the land that you're going to get, you're going to have to work for it, okay? God said, I'm going to go do it for you. So I'm going to make your enemies your thick footstool in this season, okay? And I shall bring them the fruit. And thy master's son may have something to eat. And God says it's going to be overflow. Like the pastor said, there's more where that came from. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always at the table.
Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, according to all that the Lord has said unto him, commanded this servant. So thou shalt, that thy servant shall do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. You see, when Jesus calls us to the table, we come with all of our crap. We know that we done. We've been there, done that, right? But Jesus calls us to the table in spite of. Jesus went to the cross in spite of our sins. And Mephibosheth had a young son who was named Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt at Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table. But he was lame in his feet. That was God is just still making a point to us that even though that you didn't came to the table and you got all manner of diseases and illnesses, you didn't came with your grandmama's baggage, you didn't came with your great-grandmama's baggage, you know, your great-grandpa's baggage. He said, leave it at my feet. And I'm going to take everything off of you that the enemy has used against you. May the Lord add a blessing to this word, oh God. I decrease, oh God. May you increase in me, oh God. And may your people not leave her the same, oh God. Lord, let me be your puppet where you pull my strings, oh God. And you tell me which way to go, oh God. And let us all know that we got strings. All of us got strings. And somebody's pulling on them, God. And we're praying, oh God, that we give our strings to you, oh God. And that we be in your hand, oh God, because you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Mold us this day, oh God, and let my words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Let me be pleasing unto you, oh God, as I bring this word to your people as the way you gave it to me. And let the church say amen. And you may all be seated. And we're going to go, God said, he gave me a title for this. God is so comical sometimes. It just really blesses my soul. The subject of this today is, he said, the king's table has been set. But God says, so why are you still eating from the trash? Okay. God is using visual aids with us today because we got so much stuff coming at us. We got our mobile phones, we got our iPads, we got our computers, we got the World Wide Web coming at us. So God says, I'm going to have to come at you the way the enemy is coming at you. He says, I'm going to have to do things a little bit different so that my people can get it. Because usually visuals leave a lasting impression, God says. And God says, you're probably eating out of the trash for one or two reasons. He says, the first reason why you might eat out the trash is you don't know no better. He says, because it ain't because you're not getting fed right. He said, because the pastor brings the word, okay? He said, the Lord has me at the edge of my seat, just like the pastor said, which I didn't even know the pastor was going to say that, but it's in my notes, okay? And the Lord told me to write the notes. Usually, I've been ministering about almost 20 years. And I said, Lord, you want me to take notes? I said, they used to get in my way. He said, no, I want to make sure that you read exactly what I have said, okay? He says, okay, it's not that. He says, well, maybe some of y'all are still babes, and you need to child-proof your house. Because God says the kingdom of God is like having a baby. And when you bring the baby home from the hospital, what do you do to the house before you bring the baby home from the hospital? You child-proof the house. You make sure that all the stuff is locked up because a baby will put anything in its mouth. So mom, God is saying, okay, a baby is not dumb. He said, it just doesn't know any better. He said, it needs to be taught. Paul said it like this. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I became a woman or a man, you're supposed to be seasoned saints in the earth, okay, because Jesus called us the salt of the earth, okay. What does a seasoned saint look like, God says? It looks like this in the Old Testament, okay. We're going to go all anew today. Can we do that? Deuteronomy 14:2 says, I'm sorry, I don't even know if I even got her. I probably was going, the Lord is going too fast, and actually he told me, keep up, because stuff is moving fast. God said, keep up, okay. That's what he was telling me. As I was trying to type, I was like, Lord, I can't type. He says, keep up. He said, the old hard drive that you used to use, you get to get rid of it. He said, you got to upgrade. He said, it's going to have to run a little bit faster. Okay, do you all understand that? Your software will have to run a little bit faster. You know that stuff where you get the circle and it's timing out on you. You got to say, time is out for playing, okay? Ain't no more circles in church, okay? All right, Deuteronomy 14:2 says, for thou art a holy people unto God. Okay, thou have been chosen to be a peculiar people unto himself. about all the nations that are upon the earth. And I said, oh, Lord, I knew the peculiar people was in the New Testament. I didn't even know it was in the Old Testament. Boy, this is what I got this from, www.crosswalk.com, okay? So we need to go to the World Wide Web, but we need to be going there, God says, to be getting his word, okay? Let's go to the New Testament. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Okay, if you're royal, okay, we're going to get to the trash can. But if you're royal, why are you in the trash can? Why are you digging around in the trash can, God says? Okay, a holy nation, as they were to get a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness. What is darkness? The trash can. And to his marvelous light, the table. Okay, we're going to deal with the trash and the table all day today. Jesus said it like this, for you are the salt of the earth. And if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be called? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden on the men's feet. So do you want Jesus to roll up on you and be like, okay, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? Okay, he's going to say that to somebody because it is written, right? He ain't going to say it unless it's written. Jesus is the Word made flesh, okay? We're going to go to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God, okay? John 1:14 says that the Word was made flesh, okay? And dwelt among us, the only begotten of the Father, okay? Full of grace and truth. It's all about the Word. Okay, it says, maybe you don't even know what's in the trash. That's the second point. The first point is maybe you're a baby, and you don't know no better, God says. Or the second point is maybe you don't even know what trash is, okay? God says, okay, soap operas, trash. Reality shows, okay? Trash. Some video games, God says, trash. Gossip, trash. Backbiting, trash. Busybodies, people who are wreaking havoc in the church, okay? If you are coming against the man of God, the Bible says, touch not my anointed, okay? And do my prophets no harm, okay? You might be getting by, God says, but you ain't gonna get away. You got a mark on your back, and the hounds of heaven gonna come and get you, okay? Playtime is over, people. We are at war, God says. Okay. Any other thing that entertains you and you put before God, okay, we got to throw out pornography. Trash. God says eating trash will make you sick. If the natural body cannot develop properly eating candy and unhealthy foods, how then do you think that eating trash, you are going to grow spiritually? Okay. Trash all week, but coming to church on Sunday, God says. And trying to, you're getting a good word on Sunday, okay? But you haven't fed your spiritual body all week, okay? You've been eating from the trash, okay? So you come in here, God says, and you come into the hospital, and you're supposed to be coming to get your word, but you've been eating all this trash all week, and then you come in here, and then God gives us a good word, and you wonder why you vomit it out. Because your body can't take it. After you've had surgery, they don't give you solid foods, God says. You start on liquids, okay? But some of y'all, God says, have been on the breast for too long. It's time for y'all to be weaned, and it's time for you to go from not the soft foods, but to the solid foods, okay? Okay, God says time is up. It's time to grow quick, fast, and in a hurry, okay? Let's go to the trash can. God says, you know that little game that we used to play, hide and seek, when we were little? And somebody was it, right? God says, I'm it, okay? And that person will start counting, right? And they'll say, 10. God says, 10. Right. Hurricane Harvey, okay? Right. Okay, 9. He says, Hurricane Irma. 8. He says, earthquake in diverse places. Okay, 7. He says, random mass killings. Okay, and then it goes 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, okay? And then the person says, ready or not, okay, here I come. That's what God is saying to us, church, okay? Ready or not, here he comes, okay? When you deal with trash, we're going to put some newspaper down on the floor, okay? Because some of y'all, God says, don't understand about trash, okay? You need to take the newspaper out. This demonstration is just because we are natural people and we don't understand spiritual things. Because we've been eating out the trash all week. How can you understand spiritual things? That's why Jesus talked to people in parables. The kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like. Because he didn't want the outside folks understanding what was going on behind the scenes, okay? It was like in cults, okay? We're at war, right? And we're this is our unit, right? So God said, we're going to put the newspaper down on the ground, okay, because we're going to pick up some of the stuff that's in the trash can. So let's go to the trash. We're going to take the lid off the trash can, but some of us touch the trash can. We touch the lid, and we get all kind of germs on our hands and stuff, and we touch it with our bare hand. But God says some of y'all need to put a glove on because, you know, you go into the trash, you need to put a glove on, right? If we as adults know what that means, right? Do you all know what it means to put a glove on? We ain't supposed to go to the trash anyway. But if you're going to go to the trash, at least put a glove on. Okay? Because the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, right? And to forgive us of all unrighteousness, okay? With that scripture being in there, it means that some of us going to the trash can. All right, so put the glove on. Let's put the glove on. All right, God, I'm trying to do this the way you do this, God. All right, let's get to our next scripture. Okay, what is in the trash? Let's break this down, God. All right, let's go back to our scripture. Verse 2, it says that the king is at the table, right? But now it says, all right, Lord, the opposite of the king is the devil. Okay, maybe y'all don't know what the devil is. So those of us who understand, you know, the dictionary, that's why God wanted me, I guess, to type it up. The dictionary calls Satan the devil. Thank you, sister. The chief evil spirit. Satan is the opposite of everything good. He is sick and perverted. Everything that God has said this is good, the enemy has turned around and twisted and said it's bad. Okay, but it says in Revelation 12:10, don't get it twisted, devil, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. So Satan is also called murderer and liar. Okay, you're like the father, your devil, and the lust of your father you would do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and the truth was not in him. There was no truth in him, because when he spoke a lie, he burned that thing, which means that it didn't even exist until he started lying. Do you want to be a part of that program? You're going to be on the opposite side of God. There is no comparison, God said. It's just me, and then there's an enemy that I created. One day he did not even exist, and then all of a sudden I created him, and because he wanted to share my glory, he said, ooh, wait a minute, y'all praising God? I want some of that. God says, no, you will be cast down low, devil. Isaiah chapter 14, read that. He says, I will be lifted up. I will put my kingdom above the kingdom of God. Now, how did you not exist one day? And then now you're going to put your kingdom, not even with God, but you're going to be above God. But one day you didn't exist. And God says, I am that I am. Tell Moses, I am. Do you know that I am is always present? Nothing gets in front of I am, okay? Nothing gets on the side of I am, God says. Nothing gets behind I am. He's just always present. You want to fool with somebody like that? No. Do you want to fool with somebody? This is who we serve. All right. This is who our God is. Okay. Right. Let's go to the trash. Where is he at? He comes. Okay, here he is. The snake. There he is. The snake, okay? That's our devil, okay? We're gonna call it like it is today, okay? Because maybe some of y'all don't understand what he represents, okay? So maybe you need to see the visual. If you need to come up here, God says, and touch it and feel it and know who your enemy is and come up here and have sense enough. He got plastic gloves on the back. Put your plastic glove on and then touch the enemy. But actually, the enemy is not even supposed to be touched. He's supposed to be up under our foot. Right. Uh-huh. We're supposed to have him and jump on him if you have to. And if he gets up here in your ear, God says, he didn't got too far. He didn't got up under your foot. So tell that devil, how did you get off up under my foot because you're talking to me? You need to get back up under my foot because you done came up too high. Okay? Because if he's talking to you up here, that means he ain't up under your foot. Okay? All right. Y'all got that visual. All right. Come on now. He's also the angel of light. Come on now. This is how he going to come. All pretty. And look, he got gold on too. He look like he matched God, don't he? He look like he should be at the table, right? With his beautiful gold trash. Okay. God said trash. All right. Satan ain't gonna bring you something that you don't like, God says. He gonna put it in a package just like you like it. Like me. I can only talk about me. Can we talk about me right now? Okay. I got issues with Dwayne Johnson. Y'all know who Dwayne Johnson is? The Rock. I said, Lord, I'm gonna be just fine. Just don't let Dwayne Johnson show up at church. Sister Vita gonna have to go and pray. Y'all gotta lay hands on sister, because Dwayne Johnson is fine, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. I've been celibate for 4 years, praise God. And if I see Dwayne Johnson, no, I'm just playing. I'm not going to play with Dwayne Johnson, okay? He's called false prophet, liar, angel of light, 7:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He goes back and forth. Because you know, what does God say in James about a double-minded person? You should not receive anything from the Lord. One day he good, one day he bad. That's a double-minded person, okay? That's the devil. You're going to serve something like that. God said, let me just make it plain. Okay, when y'all cheat on God, because that's what you're doing, you're committing spiritual adultery when you go over to the devil's table, okay? This is how God's going to talk to us. Okay, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay, let's go find the wolf. Let's see what a wolf is. All right, here he is right here. Okay, but he ain't going to come at you like this, okay? Because he knows that you got a little bit of sense because you've been breastfeeding, okay? So you got some milk because the word is the milk, okay? But you ain't eating solid foods. You ain't eating the meat. You're vomiting out the meat. So he said, I'm not going to come to them as a wolf because they're going to know. So I'm going to come a wolf in sheep's clothing. If you're preaching a gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is a false prophet. If we start preaching something other than Jesus Christ going to the cross, dying for our sins, rose again on the third day that the Father rose him, okay, shut us down, okay? Not just shut us down, okay? If you're going to come and do this, God says do it. When I was out in the world, okay, when I was out in the world and I was rolling, doing my thing, I did it, okay? I didn't want to hear about church. Actually, I thought Jesus Christ was dumb because I told my dad, how can Jesus be God in the flesh and he got himself up on the cross? Because if it was me and I knew that was going to happen that day, I'd have been going in another direction. Why would he go to the cross if he knew it was going to happen? That don't even make sense to me. But see, what does the Bible say about a carnal-minded person? They cannot perceive the things of the Spirit. They are foolish to him. When I was in the natural, I didn't understand the things of the Spirit. But now I'm supposed to be spiritual now. Okay. So if I'm a spiritual being now, I didn't bring my baby home from the hospital. I'm sort of child-proof my spiritual person, okay? I'm born again now, except to be born of water and of the Spirit, okay? Now I'm supposed to be rocking and nursing my baby, not by eating out the trash can. Every chance I get, and I'm putting candy up to my mouth or something that's not good for my spiritual person. How can my spiritual person grow if all I eat is trash? How? How? All week long, 6 days a week, you're eating trash. On Sunday, you come in here, you try, I'm going to give me a 5-course meal on Sunday. You can't even digest it spiritually, God says. You've had surgery. What does David say? Created me a new heart, oh God. God has created us in a new heart, okay? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, right? All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new, okay? That's the word. That's the word that's supposed to be in me. If you don't put nothing in, can't nothing come out. Okay, but we're spiritual beings, okay? We serve an invisible God. Okay, our Father is invisible. The world walks around and think we're crazy because we call each other brothers and sisters and we all get married. What is wrong with them? She married her brother. That's nasty. To them, that's incest. What are you talking about? Praise the Lord. I married my brother. You what? You did. We don't do that. They don't understand us. Because we're peculiar. Right. But see, we're looking like the world now. Right. And look at the devil. He's going to tear the glove because he want me to get. But look how the finger still stayed on. Go ahead, enemy, rip my glove. Right. Okay? Right. Okay. The enemy is real. Y'all playing. God said playtime is over. Maybe the Holy Ghost is anointed. They burn it too. Okay. Antichrist is in the trash can. And look at all the other trash. Look, dirty plate. Who wants to go through the trash can? Usually homeless people go in the trash, but once you're born again, we belong to Christ, right? So why are we digging in the trash like a homeless person? Because we ain't in our right mind, that's what God says. But Philippians 2:5 says to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And if you're walking around with the mind of Christ, and you're eating up this word all day and not vomiting it out, see, when you eat something, statistics say that you have to chew your food 37 times. That's the proper way of chewing your food. God says, chew on this 37 times in the spirit so this word can become a part of you. See, when you chew it up, it goes in there inside your bowels, and it's supposed to nourish the parts of your body that needs nourishment. But if you put it in your mouth and you vomit it out, how can it go and nourish your body? But you've been eating candy all week, and your teeth are rotten. And you're going to the dentist, and the dentist is like, I can't do anything with your teeth, so I'm just going to pull them all out, okay? Because you've been eating candy. Candy is okay. It's okay to have dessert, but in modesty. It's okay to eat the candy, because Thanksgiving is coming up, right? And I like to eat. I mean, that's why I have diabetes, probably because I like sweets. Okay? But it's okay. Not too much of it. All right, it says, let's go back to this. Per Webster's dictionary, Antichrist is in the trash can. Anti means against Christ. Hostile to that operates against. Opposite, which means that he ain't even got his own agenda. You're a copycat. You can't even create your own policy manual, devil. You just stole God's policy manual. And a lot of us deal with policy manuals, okay? You just stole God's policy manual and changed the wording, and then now you say, it's mine. That's a lie. Reverse from God. Which means, what is reverse? You're always driving in the back. Driving backwards. How can you get anywhere if you're driving backwards all your life? You can't ever go when God don't even look back. Okay, Lot's wife? Or you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. Okay? Maybe we need to turn into a pillar of salt, because then maybe we can savor the world with who the person that got turned into the pillar of salt turned into, right? Maybe that's what we need to do. Some of us need to turn into a pillar of salt, like Ananias and Sapphira, okay? Drop dead by turning into a pillar of salt, and then we just throw you out there, okay? All right. Satan is against Christ, hostile to Christ, operates against Christ, the reverse of Christ. He's a rival, which means anyone who tries to do the same thing as another. Look at that. He didn't write anything. Why would you want to serve a God who's a lowercase g, God says? God is a capital. Actually, he's a capital G, he's a capital O, and he's a capital D, okay? And people walk around and say, it's awesome. Ooh, the basketball all the angles, awesome. This is awesome. Ooh, it drives me bonkers when I hear, ooh, isn't that awesome? Do you know that awesome means being left in a state of dread and wonder? How can a basketball game give you that? Only God lives up to that description. Dread and wonder at the same time? Okay, we're going to get out the trash can in a minute, God says. But some of us are in the trash can, so that's why he's telling us to let me go to the trash can. Okay, Satan is not in competition with God because it's not a match, he says. God doesn't even have to do anything to win. All he has to do is speak, and the devil will be gone. But see, that'd be too easy. I think, because I was talking to God, I said, Lord, you know what? I think you must like to play games. Okay, God? I think you must like, God got to play like to play games, right? Job. Have you ever considered my serving Job? Okay, God liked to play games. Job was minding his own business, right? Okay? Job was just saying, okay, I'm righteous. I'm the best one in the earth. I'm bowing down to you, God. What you pull my name up for? And I even had to tell God, my name ain't Job or Jobette. My name is Vita LeVon, okay? Can you go bother somebody else? But now, since we got Job's story, I can say, okay, God got gang. Okay? You know how I know gang? God got gangs? Because in the streets, gang knows game. Okay? All right. I played a lot of games out in the street. Just like Jacob was the jokester, okay? And he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. But guess what? Guess what? He wrestled with him until he got what he wanted, right? Like I told the Lord, I said, oh, you want to play with me? Because I wasn't going to minister today. Because I told God I was mad at him, right? And I had called my mom. God is so funny. I had sent her a message, and she thought, because God put the thought in her mind, that I had called her earlier. No, I had called you on Friday to tell you I wasn't preaching because I was mad at God. You see how funny God is? Oh, I didn't know when you left that message. I said, yeah, that's how he does it. Okay, God, I guess I'm going to preach your word. All right, okay, next point he says, our enemy is the adversary. 1 1 Peter 5:8. I hope y'all writing down these scriptures, because, or y'all just might have to get a copy of this, because he downloads so much. I'm like, okay, God. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
Which means that we are in an invisible war, right? The enemy is invisible. Our Father is invisible. Faith is invisible. God's word, as it moves in the earth, God spoke. That was light. It was, okay? God just speaks and he says, my word shall not return to me void, okay? And if we're made in his image and in his likeness, okay, we're supposed to be like our Father, Daddy, right? So everything I speak should be able to come to life, right? So if I speak sickness out of my body, sickness is supposed to say, oh, wait a minute, that's a word from God. Wait a minute, I gotta go, okay? But most of us can't speak sickness on ourselves because we got so much stuff in our hands that we can't speak over ourselves, because when you go to touch yourself, you done put mess on yourself, okay? So that's why God said, drop what you got in your hands. You should better anoint yourself. You shouldn't always be having to run to the church. Oh, Pastor, can you pray for me? No. God says, grow up and pray for yourself at home, so when you can come into this war that we are in, to the unit, know your position, so you can know what position you're supposed to be fighting. But I need somebody to lay hands on me. Lay hands on yourself. Get your own bottle of anointing oil. If you need something, I'll tell you where to go get it from. Okay. We just keep playing. And the devil is winning. He's taking out our family. He's killing the kids. He's coming younger and younger. Okay? He's going younger and younger. That's all the stuff that's in the trash. What's the next scripture? Okay, God. He says, let's go to the next verse. Evil is in the trash. All right, wait a minute. God said, wait, there's one more thing. He left out. He's so funny. I said, okay, Lord. It says, Ephesians 2:2 says, where in time past you walked in the course of this world for the prince of the power of the air. He's not even a king. He's a prince. The spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. He's a prince of the air. Okay. Air. Let's see what Webster Dictionary said. What is air? Air is the invisible mixture of gases surrounding the earth. God said, okay, if air is a mixture of gases and his kingdom is just air, then Satan is full of gas. Right? According to Webster's Dictionary. So what do we do with gas, right? We pass it. Okay. We pass gas. Oh, I'm going to talk all about his kingdom. That's why he's been coming after me, because he didn't want me to preach this word, because he didn't want y'all to be enlightened. His kingdom is air. Okay, the opposite of kindness at the table, the second, third verse, there's kindness at the table. But there's evil in the trash. And actually, I think God is doing a mixture of both good and evil at the same time. He gave me a message. I said, I don't know why you gave me paper, because you're going to change it when I get there. Don't he do that? He had you sit time, spend time where Pastor probably knows this. All the ministers know this. And then you get up there, and he'd be like, okay, let's go this direction. But you know why? Because I'm a puppet, and he's pulling my strings. Okay? And I'm going to go whatever way he tell me to go. Okay? He used comedy, which is good. As I say, Lord, I love the way you use comedy, because you be cutting folks' jugular. They bleeding. Don't even know they bleeding. But he's healing you at the same time. Because by his stripes we're healed. Because, see, the word is a two-edged sword, right? It's supposed to cut to the asunder, right? But you know, with a two-edged sword, if I use it the wrong way, I'll cut myself. So I got to make sure I use it right. So I'm not trying to cut myself while y'all getting cut, okay? All right. It already cut me. All right. There's evil in the trash. Okay, God says, we're supposed to get up in the morning and pray. Matthew 6:13. But deliver us from evil. But we're dining with evil. We go into the devil's table, we eat all the devil's food, and then we wonder why we have no power. Okay. But when we got born again, Jesus says, once you receive the Holy Ghost in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power once the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Okay. Evil is morally bad or wrong, wicked, harmful, injurious, disastrous, sin. Does that hurt? Sin. We don't use that word anymore. That's an old word, ain't it? I mean, that's an ancient word now. So society, sin, oh, they don't talk about sin. It's called an alternate lifestyle, right? Ain't that what it's called? Okay. Ain't that what it's called? It's called sin to me, okay? It says, per Webster's Dictionary, and this is Webster's Dictionary, is even giving us what sin is. Anything that causes harm, willfully breaking a religious or moral law, any offense, okay? So now the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Because every sin that a man doeth without the body, he committeth fornication. Every sin is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And the scriptures tell us also, Hebrews 13, I'm going to be power packed, okay? So if y'all, if the Lord don't use me, you better come with your notepad and your pen, okay? Because this is how you remember, because see, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, okay? He don't want you to get this word. How do you remember God's word? I'm going to come to church with my notepad and my pen, because I'm going to be hearing a word from God. You can't remember everything. You can write the scripture down, and if you're spirit-fed, the Lord will bring that to your reminder. He will bring back to your remembrance what was said at that time. But if you didn't write it down, what does the word say about that? The sower of the seed. It says, Luke chapter 8, verse 5. A sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down. I mean, it fell and it just got all stumped on. Didn't nobody even eat that. The fowls of the air came and devoured it. Look, we got birds eating our word. I mean, if the word is a seed, that means some bird, some devil, then came and ate up your word, okay? Some fell upon a rock, which means your heart was so jacked up, God couldn't even, the word couldn't even penetrate you, okay? As soon as it fell, it sprung up, you know, because sometimes it might have had a little dirt in there, and it grew because of that little bit of dirt, okay? And then it withered away because it lacked moisture. This is God speaking, okay? I don't say nothing of my own. I'm going to say what the scriptures say. Luke chapter 8, beginning at verse 5, so none of y'all get it twisted. It ain't Vita. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Okay, that's the cares of this world. Okay, God wants us to have things. You know, nice cars, nice houses, because we shouldn't be walking around looking like paupers because we're the king's kids, right? So we should be, but it says in Matthew 6, 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And then all these things, here's this money. See, this will be added unto you, God says. I'll give you that stuff. He said, I know you want that stuff. The flesh likes that, but I'll give it to you. He said, but you got to be spiritually mature to be able to get it. All right. Because if you're not spiritually mature, because your flesh will be like, ooh, I'm in the house now. I can look down at folks, okay? I'm dressing better than folks. I'm going to go sit up at the front because I want to be seen. Right. But you're dirty and dead in the inside, okay? I don't care about your new suit. You're going to go to hell from your pew, okay? Right. Quit playing with God. All right. Quit playing. All right. Okay? You're around a good food. You done just dressed up on the outside. Now you're a wolf in sheep's clothing. Because our adorning should be not on the outside. Platinum of the hair, put on the fine apparel. 1 Peter 3 says, but let it be of the inner beauty. This word that's in us, that's the went into my digestive system and spiritually, and anything that I wasn't supposed to eat, I'm going to go to the dung gate. You know what the dung gate was in the Old Testament? To poop out all that stuff that I'm not supposed to have. We know what pooping is, okay? We do it naturally. You need to poop some stuff out spiritually. Okay, only keep what's nourishing to you spiritually so I can live and walk and grow in this world. So I won't be cussing out my sisters and brothers. And then your boss, you won't be cussing out your boss when you go to work because they get on your reserve nerve. God said he'll give you some stamina to be able to stand against that enemy and know what devil is talking to you. And you can be talking about it in your breath. In the name of Jesus, you perverse spirit. Okay, I come against you with the lying spirit. Okay, who else talking? Okay, when Jesus rode up on the devil, he had so much word in him. Maybe the devil was probably like, what you doing down here, Jesus? Wait a minute, last time we checked, what, he's supposed to be up in heaven? At the right hand of God, okay? No, Jesus is the word of God made flesh, walking around, bumping into devils. When he rode up on one, he says, wait a minute, first thing Jesus said is, shut up. Okay? I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Okay? When you roll up on the devil, the first thing you do, you have the authority and power, okay? Everything that we got spiritual gifts in the heavenlies already, okay? That's what Ephesians 1 says, okay? When you roll up on a devil, if it looks like a devil, if it sounds like a devil, if it's talking like a devil, it's a devil. In the name of Jesus, say, get up under my foot. Ask him what's his name. What did Jesus say? What is your name? Jesus wasn't asking the devil what's his name. Jesus know the devil's name. For our name is now Legion. Legion? What that mean? What does Legion mean? It's for us. Legion means for we are many. So Jesus is like, quit talking to me like I'm a fool, devil. How many? Peter said, go into the swine, Lord. 2,000 devils are in one legion. Okay? Jesus left that illustration for us. When you roll up on a devil, we're not supposed to be afraid of the devil. But if you ain't got no word in, you can't push no word out. The kingdom of heaven is like having a bank account, God says. And you ain't putting no money in the bank. But you keep going up to the ATM saying, why can't I make a withdrawal for some money? Because ain't nobody putting no money in your account. It ain't going to visibly get there. You're going to have to put it in there. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's scripture, right? And faith without works is dead, right? Okay. So you got a little bit of faith and you ain't going to do no work. Now that ain't going to cut it. What's faith anyway? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen, God says. Hebrews 11, 6 says, and without this faith in verse 1, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is God. First, that you got to believe that God is God, okay? That he got all by himself, but he's a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He going to throw you some stuff. You know, just like when you go to the restaurant at Lambert's out in St. Louis. Anybody been to that restaurant where they throw the rolls at you? Okay. God said, I'm trying to throw some rolls out there. But are you going to receive it? A lot of times at Lambert, you walk in and a lot of rolls are on the floor. Ain't nobody eating them. Because the ones that went in the air and dropped down to the floor and ain't nobody caught it. Okay? You're supposed to catch the word, God says. Put the word in your mouth. Chew the word up. Okay. Okay, chew the word up. Let it go into me, God. Let it become a part of me, God. Because if I'm made in your image, I can't survive. I can't live. My spiritual person cannot survive with no word. That's all Jesus was. Because Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, his flesh. He said, okay, God, okay. I know we came down here and we're supposed to go to this cross, but have you seen what they do to folks on that cross? I don't know if I want to go to that cross. But if it's not my will, Father, thine will. If you can find another way, if you can find another way to do this thing, I'm just going to put it in Venus terms, okay? I'm game, God. I'm game, but if we can do it a different way. Can we take a different stream? He said, God said, no. Drink that cup. Why didn't Jesus want that cup? Because there was sin in that cup. But why did Jesus drink the cup, God says? He said, because he looked in the cup and he saw me. He looked in the cup and he saw you, Pastor. He looked in the cup and he saw you, Sister. Angela, ain't that how you used to pronounce it? Angela. He saw you, okay? He saw my mother Cora right now. He saw the ministers here. He saw my sister Sabrina there. He saw us before we were formed in my mother's womb. And he said, you know what, Father? Okay, I really don't want to be separated from you because when you blink, okay, I know it's going to pass by real fast. But it ain't me talking. It's that flesh talking. The spiritual man rolls up in Jesus and says, okay, not my will, Father, but thine be done. All right. We got our notebook, and God says most of us want to go to a microwave word. You can't have a microwave word because we're in a microwave society. We want the word quick, fast, and in a hurry, but what does microwave food do to you? Microwave food is not even good to you. I don't even know if it's food, but we put it in the microwave, and we cook it, and we eat it, right? It's not even good for you. Can't even nourish you. We need to go back to the table, God says. We need to start taking this food and cooking it on the stove. Let it marinate. Like he kept saying, over and over and over, it's meditate, but it's marinate. Right. Meditate. When they used to meditate in the Old Testament, they just chanted it. They said it over and over and over and over and over and over till it got in their spirit. Yeah. Till they got in their spirit. Till you got in your spirit. Because, see, before it gets to your spirit, you're going to have to do all kind of warfare, right? All right. Now, what else is in the trash, God says? All the lesbians and homosexuals and anything that's vile and comes up against God, that's all in the trash. Now you got the I don't know what they call it, LGBT, I get it all jacked up, but their acronyms means lesbians and homosexuals and transgenders and bisexuals. They all got names. Everything that was in the closet, that you remember stuff we used to say, they was in the closet. But you know, now they're saying, if you pay attention on television, they say, I used to be in the closet. But now the devil, right on national television, God says, right during the day, right in front of our faces, the enemy is telling us, I done came out the closet. Church, people of God, what are you going to do? What are you going to do when you roll up on the devil and he done came out the closet? See, God has said in Romans chapter 1, it begins with saying Paul being a servant of Jesus Christ. He was called to be an apostle, separated. There's that word again, peculiar, separated from the world unto the gospel of God. But it says, going down to verse like 27, and likewise, also the men, leave with the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust, one towards another, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error that was meet. Even as they did not like to retain in their knowledge God. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Some people we come across, we try to minister to them, but God says, time is out. Playtime is over. Okay? I didn't gave a lot of them up, and I didn't gave them over because that's what they want to do. So we're going to have to kick the dust off our feet, God says, and keep on moving. We're going to go somewhere else, God says. And God is speaking to us as his body of believers, he says. It's time to make a choice. He said, we're coming to church, and we think that it's just a show. It's just playtime. But this is not play. There is a real war out there. There's a real devil out there. And it's time for us to make a choice. Elijah said it like this in 1 Kings 18:21. And Elijah came unto the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Okay. You've been tossing it around, you double-minded person. If the Lord be God, follow him. Okay? He said, but if Baal, then follow Baal. But at least make up your mind what you're going to do. Because when I was out in the world, I didn't want to hear about God. Okay? Now that I'm over here with God, I don't want to hear about the world, okay? Joshua said it like this, and it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord. Oh, listen to that. Evil and the Lord in the same sentence. And if it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord, wow, but choose you this day who you will serve, whether the gods, lowercase g, which your fathers served, that were on the other side of the flood, and the lowercase g gods of the Amorites, whose land ye dwell. But Joshua said, I'm going to make a statement. But as for me and my house, not just the house that I dwell in, but my temple, because your body is the temple where the Holy Spirit resides, God says, we will serve the Lord. Because Jesus says, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. Mother against daughter, father against son. If you hanging out with somebody, your rolling buddies that you used to hang with, when you used to do back in the day, he says, I'm making a separation. I planted the seeds. I said, the weeds and the tare can grow together. He said, but a day is coming when he's going to separate. Are you going to be on the side with the goats? Or are you going to be on the side with the sheep? You can't be a goat. It's not a half goat, half sheep. You either a sheep or you're a goat. Because Jesus made it plain. You're either for me or you're against me. So with this word, either this is real or it's a Memorex. Remember that commercial? Is it real or is it Memorex? You trying to figure out which one it is? Okay, God is real. This word is real. Every part of his word is going to come to pass. It's up to us. Do we believe? Maybe we ain't got enough faith. Third verse says, there's sickness in the trash. No reverence for God is in the trash. There's war in the trash and destruction in the trash. The haughty spirit is in the trash. The haughty spirit always being about me, my, mine. I just want to look at myself. But if the devil got a scripture, then God got one. God tells us to go to James and look at the mirror. Look at ourselves. Once you get the word, you're supposed to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Do you walk away and just say, what does the pastor say? Yeah, you don't remember if you ain't wrote nothing down. You can't remember all this. But I think y'all going to remember this because God going to bring this to y'all hearts by all of this visual stuff here today. Okay. There's war in the trash. Humility. Pride. But humility is at the table. Poverty is in the trash. Abortion is in the trash. There's no inheritance. We have a spiritual inheritance. Yes, God wants to give us things, money, cars. Who don't want a nice house? If you watch HGTV like I do, I want that open floor plan. Don't y'all like the open floor plan? I like the open floor plan, yes. I want an open floor plan, God. But I can't be worried about an open floor plan if I'm not right spiritually. God is saying, let me get the polo baby out the trash can, because folks throwing babies in the trash. But that's what the devil did when he came. He came. Oh, there's the gun. But the trash is nasty. Oh, there's another snake. What else is in the trash? Oh, a rat. You know rats are nasty. I should have had a pigeon in here, because a pigeon ain't nothing but a flying rat. Y'all know that. That's all that's in the trash can, God says. But God don't let it end there. God says, but God. Don't we just love Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Psalms 23:5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over, which means that God, you give me so much, you give me overflow. There is more to come. There's complete fulfillment at the table. There's no fulfillment in the trash. There's a bastard in the trash. But God calls us to be adopted. He gives us a certificate of adoption with our name on it. He writes our name in the book of life. And he gives you a new name with a stone on it. Don't you want to get to that place? You don't want your name blotted out. You don't want to get to a part of the book, and then he calling out, you do a roll call up in heaven, and then the angels is like, well, Lord, what was that? I don't know. I can't read that because it's all blotted out. Maybe your name was written on. This is God. He talking now. Maybe your name was in the book, and then now it's blotted out because you're playing. This is not play, God says. Playtime is over. Because he says, I go to prepare a place for them. Because where you are, where I will be. I want you to be with me. But God says, in Revelation chapter 20, it's so cold, he says, and the lake of fire and death was cast into hell, and those whose names were not written in the book of life. Do you know why they went to hell and they were cast into the lake of fire? Because their name was never written in the book, God says. He says, I'm only going to prepare a place for those names that are written. You see, God does everything by his word. Everything is written. God is order. Because if he uses me to keep the books the way I keep the books, I can only imagine how God keeps books. When the book's going to be open and the other books are going to be open, and you're going to be judged out of the books, we're going to be judged by every idle word out of our mouth, Jesus says. But if you're covered under the blood, it don't matter what you say. Because if all I'm talking is, okay, it is written. What did Jesus say? And he tempted him. Took him up when he knew he was hungry. Changed these stones into bread. And Jesus is like, okay, my flesh might be hungry, but it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. What did Jesus quote? We know it as Matthew 4:4. Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8, okay? Only thing Jesus said to the devil was the word. They tremble at the word. They obey by the word. It's the word that's going to change your life. You can speak life or death out of your own mouth, because the Bible says there's power of life and death within your own belly. That's right. That's right. What kind of life do you want, God says? Speak it over yourself. If you speak in foolishness, then foolishness may come to manifestation, because you just spoke it over yourself. So you might want to go back and cast down some of the crazy stuff you done talked over yourself, because you done planted a seed somewhere, and you may have watered that seed, but guess what? It's going to grow. So God says, quit talking foolishness. Quit talking crazy stuff. Right. We need to be like Jesus Christ. Right. We're going to end this thing up. God got one more scripture he want me to go to. Because the trash can is empty. You see what's at the table. Okay, Lord. He almost done. We almost there. I just pray that the Lord, that y'all get something out of this word. I just thank you, Lord. We're going to go to, we're going to end with the Lord. Oh, he threw in a two. Hosea 4 and 6. Maybe it's because my people perish, he say, are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. That thou shalt not know, shall be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. I'm like, God, okay, why you got to bring my children in this? My kids ain't did nothing. But see, with God, you either for him or against him. Because the Lord says, you've never seen the righteous forsaken, right? Or his seed begging bread. Okay, so. If that's the way, if that's the way, it was a scripture of the woman. Okay, here it is. In Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things of many physicians, and she spent all that she had, and she had nothing. And nothing better. She only grew worse. Wow. Imagine that. You went to the doctor and all your money gone, and you were like, okay, I'm still jacked up. Okay, what was the issue of me spending all my money? And when she heard of Jesus, she came to press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I mean, that has to be some great faith that she ain't even got to touch Jesus' flesh. She touched his garment, and actually she touched the hem of his garment, which means that she was laying on the ground prostrate in worship to get her blessing. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed at the plague. And Jesus immediately knew in herself that the virtue had gone out of him and turned about in the presence and said, who touched me? And the disciples were like, what do you mean? The disciples said unto them, thou seest the multitude throwing themselves at us and said, who touches me? And okay, the disciples, y'all see the multitude coming after us. Ain't nobody want y'all disciples. They want Jesus. That's what we do. Because we get a little Holy Ghost, we get a little word, we think that folks coming after us. It ain't about us, okay? It's about the Lord. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman fearing and trembling, because see, you know, in those days when you have an issue of blood, you're supposed to keep your stinky tail because you stunk because you had an issue of blood. So you're supposed to stay at home, okay? Okay? We all know as women, we know we have a menstrual, right? Blood stinks because it's a dead thing that was supposed to be a baby, okay? It stinks. It's dead. She was supposed to keep her tail at home because if she bumped into somebody, then they was dirty. She was like, I don't care. I'd have heard of a man named Jesus. Wait a minute. He didn't give sight to the blind, okay? I remember the brother man that had been begging at the fountain and he didn't get up and took up his bed and he walking now. Okay, the demon gave death sound to their ears, and it was born like that, okay? Okay, so if I can just get to this Jesus who is at this table, who ain't like no other physician that I done seen, okay, because I done spent all my money. I ain't got no mess to give, okay? Because I had to spend everything at this doctor and that doctor. I went to this hospital, and most of them shut the doors when they saw me coming because my smell got there before I got there. So they didn't even want to let me in. But if I can get to this Jesus and just touch him, and then when you get to Jesus. Let me tell you the cold part of this story. She didn't just get to Jesus and just touch him, okay? She got to Jesus, and when she touched him, he said, wait a minute. I've been walking around, and folks been bumping into me all day, and didn't no virtue leave out. Because a lot of y'all been bumping into Jesus, and faith is in the room. Jesus in the room, and ain't no faith in there. Why did Jesus say, okay, if I do this miracle, some of y'all get out of here? Because guess what? It requires faith in the room. Jesus knew he had the faith. He knew John had the faith. Okay, Peter can stay. Okay, but you gotta go, okay? Because you can't mess up what I'm about to do, okay? Jesus says, I came that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, we should be like him. We should have enough word in us that when we walking around, we ought to bump into somebody. And the faith of God that's in us should be heal somebody. We should be like Peter. We should be able to walk down the road. And before I get there, my shadow done got there. And somebody done got healed. I didn't even have to lay hands on you, okay? It's because I got the word of God in my belly, okay? And the shadow of God then came and touched you and blessed you, okay?
All right.
But you need to get that word of God in you so deep in you that when you bump into somebody, that's how Jesus said. And then don't be afraid, Jesus says. She knew she was stinking. She knew she had no business being out in the street in public. But she said, you know what? I don't care because I got this now faith, okay? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of this issue that I've been carrying around for 12 years. God said, some of y'all didn't carry my business. And y'all been carrying issues around for 12 years. Some 10 years, some 5 years. He said, but what you need to do is get yourself in position of faith and say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment in worship, if I can get to you, God, in worship, I know I will be made whole. And when she walked up to Jesus, what did Jesus say to her? He says, go in peace.
Yeah.
Daughter. He called her daughter.
Yeah.
She was a bastard at first. She couldn't even come outside. Right. She got to the table. Right. He called her daughter. Right. He said, but your faith has made you whole.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
The devil wants your faith.
Yes.
Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. Right. He coming for your faith. But God says, when I come in here, all the scriptures that I gave you is your prescription. He said, he the master physician, right?
Right.
You done came to the hospital.
All right.
Have you written? He's writing the prescription with the word, okay?
All right.
He said, what you need to do is take the prescription, right, go to the pharmacy in the hospital, okay?
All right.
Get your prescription filled, and then take your medicine, okay?
Right.
He said, and take it all.
All right.
Don't quit the doses until it goes in there and fixes you, okay?
All right.
That's what God is telling us.
Yeah.
Eat the whole roll.
Right.
You can't just stop and think you're going to minister. Because there's devils out there.
All
Satan
right.
is not playing, God says.
All right.
He said he had amped up his gear.
All
you
right.
ain't get ready to go to war. He had amped up his gear.
All right.
He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
all right,
but against powers, against principalities,
all right,
against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies.
All right.
What do you think the devil was doing, going to and fro? Why do you think God says, have you not considered my servant Job?
Because
the devil was up in heaven saying, okay, who can I bother today?
All right.
Okay, but if you got the whole armor of God on, what does the scripture say? What does the scripture say about the whole armor of God? Okay, put on the whole armor of God. Okay, take it to you the whole armor that you may be able to stand in this evil day. Having done all to stand. He said, stand again once, twice. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. You got to be able to know the truth from a lie, God says. Okay. He says, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's about the gospel, okay? Having done all to take the shield of faith. Why do I take the shield, okay? Because it's supposed to get rid of the fiery darts of the wicked one. But God says, he ain't shooting darts no more. He ain't shooting arrows no more. He's shooting missiles, okay? With an invisible law, you better put on your invisible clothes or you're going to get killed, God says. Take the helmet of salvation. Why? To protect your thinking. He said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Put the word in you. Then you're thinking on the word. God says, I will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me, okay? The sword of the spirit, which is your word. You ain't going to go to war, and you ain't got no sword.
All right.
Most of us is in this war, we ain't got no word. We ain't got no word in us. When the devil roll up on us, what are you going to say? Ooh, Satan, get rid of me. He ain't going to go nowhere, God says.
Right.
Satan will only go away because of the word of God.
Yeah.
And then God says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. in the spirit. If you walk in the spirit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God says. Wearing too with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. I'm supposed to be praying for you. You're supposed to be praying for me. We're supposed to be praying for another. God says, what is in the trash? But who is at the table? God says, how can you pass up these benefits? These benefits that I got with my package. You know how you go start a new job and you get a benefit package, right? God is saying, how can you pass up my benefit package? We need to put on the whole arm of God. God said, from this day forth, don't leave your house without praying. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. Over yourself, over your family, over everybody, your loved ones. We are at war, people. And Satan is coming to kill, steal, and destroy everybody that he can that's not covered. This death angel is going through the earth, just like it was in the day of Moses. And what did God say? He said, when I see the blood on the post, your house post, this is your house, I'll pass over. God said, I'm going to pass over when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood of my son, Jesus Christ, who is shed for many, that's what's going to make me pass over. Because the death angel is coming. We already know it's already here. He's going up inside the church right now. So-called place where we're supposed to worship our God in spirit and in truth. And he's killing believers, so-called believers, or maybe people who say that they're of God. He's killing you during the worship service. That's pretty bold of me. That's a pretty bold devil to come up in your camp. And then said he was going to kill everybody. But somebody from across the street heard the shooting, and they came and started shooting to stop that devil. He killed 26 instead of 46. But God says, I'm going to allow it because guess what? He says, I got everybody's attention, don't I? You know, usually when you get somebody's attention, then the class can start, right? God is teaching us. He said, the class has started. And the devil is saying, let the games begin. That's what Satan is saying. Let the games begin. Because he's not playing. Anybody who's not armored up. Because see, you walk around and you got the Bible up under your arm. And he see the Bible, so he think that you packed. Okay? See, I used to carry a 357 Magnum, 44, 9mm in the world, right? I'm carrying the same thing in the spirit. My 357, my 44, my 9mm, okay? And it's always loaded, and I make sure to take a clip, okay? That's how I roll in the spirit. Because we at war. We at war. This is my weapon. This is your weapon. Use your weapon. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.